Right now, it is time to bring in Pat Pagano. Time to take a look at our tri-state forecast. We managed to escape in our immediate region those thunderstorms yesterday, Pat.
Yeah, a lot of people did. Yep. And, you know, that's the way it goes. Yep. I mean, you know as well as I do, you put chance of thunderstorms in the forecast, doesn't mean everybody's getting them. And that will be the case again today. Again, a little bit of sun. I said there could be an early and or late thunderstorm, 75 to 80. Tonight, any showers end, 60. Now, Saturday and Sunday, for the most part, rain-free. There's just a chance of a random or rogue thunderstorm each afternoon. 85 to 90 Saturday, low 90s Sunday, and low 90s Monday. So this should have been the weather for last weekend.
But it wasn't.
Unfortunately, it wasn't. You're right. You're right.
All right. So now I have to tell you something. Your email to me about the injections your sister got. Your cousin got. So now I have an appointment at one place that does that to speak to them. But also yesterday I was informed and I found out there is a really impressive group in Fairfield County that for the past 10 years they have pioneered stem cell replacement.
Okay, yeah.
And what they do is they go in and instead of getting fat cells, okay, they go in to your body, and once again, it's the same type of thing. It's same day surgery. They go in and they take a stem cell from your bone marrow, okay, and then they take that stem cell mixture and they inject it into the joints. And I read up from the FDA all the results that they've had over the past 10 years. That people within 1 month have a 35% improvement in pain, and in 3 months, a 70% improvement in pain, and almost a 70% improvement in mobility. So I'm going to set up a meeting with them, and if I have to choose between the two, I'll probably choose the stem cell one simply because it actually grows the new tissue there. And because it's your own stem cell, mm-hmm. it doesn't spread throughout. It knows what to do in that area. It knows, like, if it's in the knee joint, what to do. It knows if you put it and you have problems with your ankle, you can put it in. It'll tighten up. It tightens up not only, once again, gives you the cushion. It grows the cartilage. But it tightens up the tendons and the ligaments as well.
Wow.
So I'm going to – that's probably the route I'm going to go. I think it costs a couple $1,000 a treatment. But you know what? If I don't have to go into surgery, boy, it's worth it.
Yeah. It's definitely worth
it. So Pat Pagano might be the big savior here, because I've been procrastinating and putting off because the time to do actual knee replacement would basically mean I would miss almost about 3 weeks worth of work and then have a long, tough recovery. There is no physical therapy after this. If you want to go to a physical therapist, you can, but there is no.
Otherwise, it's not mandatory. Right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's so we'll see what happens with that. But I just want to point out to everybody that Pat Pagano may, to either your happiness or consternation, have kept me on the air here.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I wish you good luck with that. And nothing like, you know, doing something local as compared to having you. You know, travel like to Maryland or something like that. So I think that's great. That is really great. They're coming a long way. Yeah. Just more and more research. I heard something last night, too, about a whole new procedure with prostate cancer. I didn't listen to it, but I heard them teasing it on the news. So all of that stuff is like really, really great. You know, just more and more developments over and over. And that's why people are living longer. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, so it really is interesting, and if that's the case, and like I said, if I only get 60 or 65% improvement in pain, and in movement.
What
a savior, really. What a savior. And if for some reason it doesn't work, then they can go to other procedures that they'll try. But so far, they've done over, what is this? I think about 20,000 of these. They're the ones who came up with this idea. They're the ones who originated it and have a special technique. Their success rate is unbelievable. So we'll see what happens anyway.
I wish you good luck on that. Yeah, thank you. Aside from the weather, so again, this heat wave that we're going to have will last at least through Tuesday of next week. And then a front should come down from northern New England and temper the temperatures by the middle part of next week. But nothing that you would consider cold, that's for sure. So that's a good thing. I mean, we'll go from being in the low 90s to being in the low 80s. And, of course, less humidity. Here's a question I have for you, and I want to hear your thoughts on it. This goes back to March after I had gotten my Moderna vaccine when there was a little bit of a complication at the pharmacist because they have my name is Pat. And when I show my license, it's Pasquale. And she said to me, she said, you know, this could bite you down the road. She said, if I were you, I would get all your stuff changed to your birth name, which is Pasquale. And I remember one time I did have a problem getting on the international flight to Italy because of that. So I found out after calling Social Security that you have to send like two original copies of three things. And I chose to send my birth certificate and my passport. Now, I sent that March 5th. I have been steadily calling them, usually maybe once every 3 weeks, and I've just been getting the runaround, saying that they're very backed up. So my question to you is, I'm going to call them again today because I have the supervisor's number now. From what I'm told, most of them are working remotely out of their house, so they can't go and check to see if my birth certificate and passport is there and if they're processing it. So I got the supervisor or her number, and I'm supposed to call her, and she's in at the office, so maybe she could tell me. But who's responsible for that birth certificate and that passport if they can't find it?
I have no idea.
I sent the priority mail, and I checked, and of course they received it, you know, because you called the number that the post office gives you, and you put in your number, and it says that was received. So now my question is, I mean, you know, it costs for the passport, I forget how much, and the birth certificate, I could probably get a copy of that with not a problem, you know, and it's minimal cost, but you have to go through the whole procedure. But I'm just kind of wondering, you know, what happens? That's the only thing I'm worried about. I really don't even care if they change my name. You know, I just want to know that my two documents are safe.
That's amazing. But when you deal with getting documents back from the government, when I had my identity stolen, Pat.
Yeah.
And I couldn't file tax. They opened up a case for me, okay? And I had to come up with all these documents. And it took me 7.5 months to straighten it all out, and I finally had to go to an in-person meeting with the IRS, then at that time we straightened everything out. And to this day, every year, anything to do with taxes, the IRS sends me a special code number, and I have to make sure I use that code.
Wow.
But it takes forever when it comes to documents, Pat. It takes forever.
Oh, great. I wish I would have known that before, because I would have never, ever done it now. I would have just waited. You know, waited till after COVID. You know, I had no idea. So, all right, I'll look into that. And that was it. And then the other unexpected thing yesterday was when, I'm not going to mention the name, but when I went into the software that handles our ledger stuff.
Yep.
That's also connected with our accountants. It told me that it wouldn't open. It said that my subscription had expired. So I was forced to call them, and I was forced to upgrade at over $300.
QuickBooks, right?
You got it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a racket now. It's a racket now.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a racket now. You're forced into doing these things because what are you going to do? You're going to take all your records that you've accumulated over the years and try to go to a different company?
Yeah, especially when it won't even let you into the program.
Yeah, so it's
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Marshall, you have a great weekend.
You too, Pat, and we'll speak to you Monday.
You got it.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.